You're welcome to a wet South Sligo in Curry this morning. I suppose the aftermath, what we were looking at was how much damage was done. A lot of people going out seeing trees down. The majority was trees down. Unfortunately, trees been down, have knocked out power lines for us here in South Sligo. Power has been got back in many areas, but unfortunately there is areas of Curry Parish, Kilmacteig, Tullastrann area, up along to Swinford out still, along with Charlestown. And it's affecting, we've one national school in Curry open, Curry National School, but unfortunately my law area power isn't restored yet, so that's closed. So it's affecting businesses throughout, farmers going out in the morning after or last Friday morning and seeing sheds gone off, we'll say the roofs, doors burst in, some hay damaged. A lot of people, heating is probably the biggest one we're getting phone calls about, and I would urge anyone with a neighbour, there is power back in certain areas, definitely call in to your local neighbour, your elderly neighbour, and see, do they need to be brought to a shop? Are they okay? Can you take them into your house if you have power? Look, at we don't know when restoration is going to be. Curry, a good maybe 70% has power back on again. Unfortunately, in Tullastrann area, as I said, maybe 40% is. But I have to compliment and thank the emergency services. The ESB have been out, and I know people are frustrated with no power, but the ESB have been out all over since last Friday afternoon in every area trying to restore power to the best they can. The emergency services, the local Tubbercurry Fire Brigade, all the lads was out. Our local council teams have been out, and also our local farmers and contractors in the area to remove trees that people can get from their house to the towns, that they can get food and all that. But look at devastation is for people still without power, and I just tell them, be patient. It's not a case that they're not doing it. They need to be able to get to areas, and you can see all over the weekend with the roads and the ice and even snow fell in areas, and the bad weather again this morning, the lads are still out working on this, and when they turn on a part of a line, it could cut out, so you will see fluctuations of lines coming in and out today and tomorrow. But keep an eye on the power check to see when power is coming back on. I am on my phone if I can be of assistance to anyone, and we will get through it.